T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by America's Tire. RadioAlice.com/watch. You can watch the show every day. If you were watching yesterday, you got to see our impromptu dance party. They're running all kinds of fire alarms and drills this week. I guess the fire marshal's on site and running around the building, making sure everything's working. And yesterday the strobes came on, so we turned out all the lights and danced. It was fantastic. And you could see a little bit of it on the, Vaughn, the guy who runs our cameras and does a great job editing the show together.
Vaughn.
He said that it looked really good. It was funny. We're all lit up by the strobes.
Our engineer comes in here and I say to him, you know, can't you guys talk to the fire marshal and once we're into music after 10 o'clock, they could do whatever they want. No one would even know. He's like, no, they do what they want.
Yeah.
Right.
They let us know when they're coming. And
but can't you just tell them? It'd be great if you could wait a minute. No, they do what they want.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Fire marshal.
They're just not concerned with what we have going on. It's fine. Many people aren't. concerned with what we have going on.
I mean, weird.
We seem to be the only ones who care. That we're,
we're broadcasting. Yeah. I mean, can you guys just, I mean, for a minute. This is 10 o'clock.
Well, at least we can stop the show and go, what's going on? But over at KCBS, they got to plow through it. I mean.
Oh, yeah. All day.
Right. That's what it is. There's a song that I used to listen to. It's Jefferson Starship. It's F you, we do what we want. F you, we do what we want.
That's a Starship song?
Yeah. Do you know that song?
No, but I don't expect them to have that in
them.
Yeah,
it's
they're also the We Built This City people, right?
Nah, well, that was the previous Starship incarnation,
yeah.
Right?
And
back
like
when they were cool.
There's Ronald Reagan references in there. And
oh, well, that.
Ronald,
you know,
Reagan's a da 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 da.
That song sounds super punk rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It.
They were mm-hmm. You know, pretty rocking. They had their day.
Fun
well,
song.
I don't know
they
them as that.
That very polished sounding, everyone was older, let's churn out some music and make some money incarnation of Starship was a little different. Anyway. How do we get on that?
The fire marshal.
They do what they want.
Vaughn.
Nephew, we do what we want. Visit America's Tire this Friday and Saturday for up to $320 in Visa prepaid cards when you buy select packages with America's Tire credit. America's Tire, America's neighborhood tire store. It's going to be so hot this weekend.
Yeah.
Hot, wicked hot today, and then 10 degrees hotter everywhere tomorrow.
And
so.
Don't forget, it's Labor Day weekend, too.
Yeah.
I know that.
I keep forgetting that.
It sneaks up on people. Yeah. I was dealing with something about setting up an appointment, and the dude was like, Monday, and I go, so you're working Monday? Yeah, I work every. It's Labor Day. Oh, no, I'm not working. Okay, well, you were just about to screw me.
Right.
I don't want to
be screwed by
right. Yeah, if you don't mind, Tuesday, how's that? Uh-huh. Okay, good.
Let's get her done. Screw. Yuzi's favorite word.
Well, she doesn't like it in reference to making love.
Right, Yuzi?
Right.
Vinny. But it's okay to get screwed over by somebody?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Oh, okay. All right. let's see here.
I can't believe I just said making love. Yuck.
Uh-huh. I know. God, it sounds like something like your parents would say.
I know.
We made love and we made you.
You make love to me.
Ugh.
Ooh.
Human, you use that, don't you? You love the phrase make love.
Well, it's been so long that, you know.
But have you said that? Like,
let's
when you
make
were
love?
With...
No, absolutely not.
Do you think when you hit Coldplay and said you're about to make love to you to that CNN broadcaster, do you think that's what made her cry?
I don't know. Is there a cone?
No, that wasn't on the cone. That was on the regular show.
See. Oh. I don't know. I don't know what happened that night. I'm still baffled by it. I mean, I look back at it and say, oof, blessing in disguise. But at the time, I wasn't sure what happened. It's weird. When
you were just about to go in, though, and then
Yeah.
Burst. Tears.
Went to spontaneous. Put on the music he wanted to listen to. And
you know, that was tears. I don't know what happened. I don't think it had anything to do with me.
You don't? You don't no. think you?
Wasn't the Coldplay?
I can't say I've never seen the tears. I told you guys that story.
What's that story?
The girl started to have tears coming down her face, and I'm like, what the? She goes, oh, my God, I'm that girl. My brothers have made fun of. I forget how she said it, but she was saying, like, I've heard my brothers talk about this girl, and now I'm her.
And was she crying about?
I don't know. She doesn't know either. It was just a
just
weird.
She was so moved
no,
by your
I don't
lovemaking
think that was
skills.
It. I think, actually, if you want to know the truth, I think it was our first time, and she was tripping on what's going to happen here.
Next.
Am I your girlfriend now?
Like, yeah, I think.
Is that the letter ripping up girl?
No. No. You and the letter ripping.
Was
stop
it Brandy?
Stop bringing that up.
People
God,
like it.
Every time.
People love it.
They don't love
they
it, though.
They do. They do. They write us.
Because they don't understand the story. I was doing her a favor.
Yeah, you guys.
Back him up.
She was handing me this letter, and she was going to have some hope or expectation that I was going to read it, A, and B, right. get back to her. And I wasn't doing either of those
close
things.
Nor tears in her eyes.
Close the door.
Like, I just
so the whole
put
point
back
of
together.
Like,
close
look, I'm not doing this. It doesn't matter what's in here. I'm not hanging with you there anymore. We are broken up. You being on my front door is another nail in the coffin of our relationship.
I have a question.
Do you get that?
Did you rip it just
hold on,
once?
I'm talking to Sarah. Do you get that?
Do I get it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I get the whole situation. It's just glorious. I can just picture it. It's so cold. It's great. Go
it's
ahead.
Not.
Go ahead, Hooman.
Do you rip, doing her a favor.
Did you rip it more than once? Did you do, like, the multiple
rip? Oh, yeah, little
rip?
Tiny. I mean, it was confetti, right? Did, you shredded
yeah,
that thing.
Did you do, like... Did you do it like three times like that?
No, I think I ripped it enough to make the point that, look, I'm not reading this.
What's enough? How many is enough?
Probably yeah. twice. I probably did it
just
twice.
Just once, then
two.
Put it together, folded
oh,
it,
man.
Did it twice, and
the
then
double
boom.
Rip.
And did you actually throw the letter at
no.
her and then slip? So what happened? You
I
take
just,
the letter in with you?
I don't.
Yeah, what'd
so
you do with the
back
letter?
Together and read later?
Weird that
face.
You guys love this story so much that you want me to read it. I don't remember the details to the extent that I know exactly where it ended up.
Left
I think
here.
I gave
over
it
here.
Back to her because yes. the point I was trying to make was I'm not going to read this.
Right.
And I'm not going to respond to you.
What happened after that? Like, did she stand out on your porch just crying for a while? Or, like, were you peeking out
she
the window?
She didn't cry. In fact, actually, Sarah, she said, thank you for being kind
oh.
to my feelings. I appreciate.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah,
that's a very unexpected reaction.
I appreciate your honesty.
I don't think that
that's
happened.
A new part of the story. We've never heard that before.
Yeah, go on. Tell us more about
this. The fact
this.
That we're broken up Riff finally it. Has occurred to me.
Right.
I get it now.
Wow.
I'll
and you
go.
Actually showed her the light.
I did.
So she immediately, right. she was just like, oh my God, thank you.
Enlightened.
Turned around
yeah.
and walked away.
I've never been handled so well.
Oh.
Slam the door.
Is how that story ended.
God, that's a good story.
She moved on with her life and found the love that she was seeking and here I am.
Do you ever see her on Facebook or anything?
You know what's funny is I bet she has relived this story less times than I have.
Oh, well, sure. Hey, you guys, the strobes are on. Yeah.
Turn off the lights.
Turn off the lights and let's have a dance party.
It's not enough strobe. I told you guys.
And it's not fast enough.
It's not good enough.
Turn on the music.
Come on, turn
on.
Flick the lights off, Vinny.
Oh, my God.
It's a Thursday morning dance party on Alice. Sandstorm.
Oh, you are not a good dancer.
How can you tell? It's dark. That's the great thing about dark dance parties. No one can see if you can dance or not.
Look at Bryn. All right, Burning Man.
The strobe, it stopped.
Cut the music. Cut. Cut.
The strobe actually stopped. So
seriously, I can't do
that
this
fantastic.
Without ecstasy. We're going to need to get some drugs in here.
You think that we should do that every time the strobe comes
no.
on?
Yes.
Okay, I agree.
Yes.
I agree with
so,
Hooman.
Yeah.
Of course you do. Big surprise. Big surprise. Have you done any stories yet?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Right.
And the breaks.
But
over.
We also
did. I know. I
but we also
clock.
Did my favorite story. So
of all time.
Of all time.
Rip it one more time.
Don't listen to him. Do not listen to him. She does enough of that.
That's true. I'm not sure who listens to him. I'm on everybody's side here.
He's out of breath.
Out of breath, man.
Oh, you should thank your lucky stars you didn't run the stairs.
I know.
Well, listen, man. I don't know if you guys were dancing on the level I was. I was jumping up and down like
crazy. He was going pretty crazy.
Yeah, I was running around the room, too. As human sitting in his seat. Thank you.
I was jumping up and down.
We were standing up and jumping around.
Oh my God, I was up and down. I was bouncing off the ceilings in here. I wanted to be number one in this room.
See how not out of breath
well.
He is.
He's
I
well contained.
I was dancing while I was seated.
You had your hands in the air like you just didn't care.
That's right.
It was fine.
There might be another practice run next week, Bryn. Just consider it.
Thank All you. Right. Sounds good to me.
20 years ago today.
Yeah.
In 1997, Princess Diana.
Oh, right.
And Dodi Al-Fayed, international playboy. Mm. And their drunk chauffeur, Henri Paul, they died
right.
in a car crash in Paris. Do you remember where you were?
I do, because we were on vacation during that time. I was living in an apartment in Belmont, and I remember thinking, oh, we're on vacation right now. This is the biggest story of
Hugest
the year.
Hugest story.
Yeah.
Had our vacation kind of just started, too?
I think it did.
Yeah. I was with Jim and Joy, my old boss. Uh-huh. Jim McGuinn and his then-wife, Joy. And we were on a camping trip. We drove...
You hated that trip.
It was not a great trip.
What happened?
It was... they were having... they were very tense.
Mm-hmm. Like, what happened exactly?
Oh my God.
It was more that he was sort of taking out his anger with her on me.
Yeah.
And I was just too much of a
weird.
Pussy to get in his face about it, because I was trying to kind of keep the peace a little bit. But then I just shut down after a couple days. I was like, I can't.
Surprised John didn't say anything about that.
Well, it was rough. It's like, you know how some people are kind of passive aggressive, and you just if you call them out on it, they find a way to kind of twist it. And
yeah,
it was very it was just not weird.
Huh?
It was not a great trip. And I just feel like me now. I would take a lot less crap, and me then, he had just been my boss. I don't know. I had like a whole weird dynamic with him. It was not a great trip. And it made all the worse, the fact I almost should have said, oh, well, Princess Diana died. I got to go. I got to cut this vacation short. I got to go home and
work.
Get the team together and we'll go back on the air. So anyway, 20 years ago today in 1997, Princess Diana passed away. Absolutely tragic. Speaking of absolutely tragic, Hurricane Harvey, Leo DiCaprio, Nick Jonas, Demi Lovato, and Dunst are among celebrities who announced donations yesterday. Leo's foundation chipped in $1 million to something called, it's a new branch of the United Way, apparently. I think this is a fairly new
What's it called?
Incarnation. It's the United Way, I don't have the exact name in front of me, but it's like United Way Disaster or something. And so he was one of the first big contributors to that. Rachel Ray also ponied up $1 million for animal rescue efforts.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's not funny at all. It's interesting that almost every shot you see of people getting rescued, there are animals in that shot. They've got their dog with them. I've seen firefighters or rescue workers trudging through deep water, holding a cage with a couple cats in it. I mean, the animals
are entirely dependent. Just like old people and young people.
They need...
They're entirely dependent
help.
And need your help.
Yep.
It's called the United Way Harvey Recovery Fund.
Oh, okay. So it's specific to this.
Yeah, it's awful to see, especially when they're caged up and can't run for it.
No.
Yeah. Or tied up. Right. Seen some pictures of that and just was like, oh, I wish I could unsee that right now.
Mm. So she's... Rachel Ray has given $1 million specifically for animal... rescue efforts. Fallout Boy is playing Houston in November. They're donating all the profits to hurricane relief. Solange, Beyonce's sister, is donating concert proceeds too. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 is offering prizes to fans who donate clothing. And there is a telethon now scheduled for September 12th, and I'll have more on that at 7 o'clock. We have a lot of details about that. I wanted to get to this because I didn't get to it yesterday, and anytime I can talk about Justin Bieber's balls, it's a good day.
What?
That's right. His balls are in question. The lady got fired over his balls. He went to the ER back in May, fearing that a soccer injury had caused him a testicular torsion, which apparently is when they get turned around in there and it cuts off and kills one of the, cuts off like the blood supply and kills one of the testicles.
He went there with that self-diagnosis, or he went there and said...
He went to WebMD.
It hurts.
He went to WebMD and typed in his symptoms. And WebMD is like the king of the worst case scenario.
Yeah,
like if you want to think you're dying, just take your little cough that you have and put it in WebMD. So he was freaking out. He thought he had this testicular torsion. And this whole incident has gotten a lady fired. He made this emergency run to a hospital in Long Island. And a staffer named Kelly Lombardo found out that he was there. The hospital claims that she illegally accessed his medical file in one of the computers after hearing rumors that he'd been admitted for an STD. So I guess word gets around pretty quick that Justin Bieber's here at the hospital. Oh, something about his balls.
They're focused on his groin region.
Right. According to the lawsuit, the hospital fired her for being an immoral employee who violated his privacy rights. She has filed a wrongful termination lawsuit claiming she never accessed his file and simply heard from others that he was there for the treatment of an STD.
Sources, I think she did it.
Of course she did. Sources connected to Justin tell TMZ he did not go to the hospital for an STD. He'd been playing soccer, suffered some kind of painful injury, and then WebMD'd himself into a tizzy, is the actual quote from his people.
So, but he didn't have the problem.
No, he... So testicular torsion is when a spermatic cord becomes twisted, cutting off the flow of blood to the attached testicle. It almost always requires surgery. The doctor examined Justin and said, it's not twisted, it's just swollen. It'll be fine. He then left and went about his life. And as for this Kelly Lombardo, she's filed a claim with the New York Division of Human Rights, claiming she was singled out and fired because she's a woman.
Or because she was having a cow that Justin's in the hospital and she was at her computer desk, seen looking his name up.
Right.
And I say that not because I think women have to love Justin Bieber automatically, but I do think we've all seen people around celebrities.
Sure.
There's a weirdness that happens, and you sometimes it's inexplicable.
Yep.
People just get weird.
Yeah.
Sarah with Neil Sean. Look at the picture. She's like, I don't know what's happening. It's like a roller coaster ride.
Even more than that, though, which is, it's totally, I mean, I've lost it with the Indigo Girls, with Neil Sean, but people will lose it over celebrities that they don't even care about.
Yep.
Like it
takes over a room, that sort of frenzy, and they find themselves caught up in it.
Meanwhile, they're not even a fan, or they don't really care that much about that celebrity,
or
but they get caught up.
You've seen it here and in other radio stations I've worked at. People come around, who is it?
Right.
Who is that? Like, I want to be, I want to, I hear everyone's tripping. Who is that?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't know, what do you care?
Yeah, just go about your day. It's just a person. But if it's Neil Sean, of course, you'll lose your mind.
The picture's excellent.
Oh,
you
got
to go see that on her Instagram.
That's probably my best picture I've ever put up there. It's from, at least a year ago.
It's a home run.
Well, I can't believe,
maybe we should do, today's Thursday. Hooman, maybe we could do a Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yeah, do a Throwback Thursday of that one. Grab it off my Instagram.
Okay.
He's all, wait,
so
what? What are you talking
about?
No, he, I don't think he was.
Okay. It is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Morgan. Oh, did you know Morgan Freeman was, you knew this, right? He was in town on Monday. He's shooting some kind of documentary about humans.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, but the reason I went to look for that story is because I was driving in and traffic dude from KCBS was reporting that the bridge was closed down, Bay Bridge, because they were filming. So I was like,
right,
what are they filming? And I never really did find out what the heck they were filming, because I don't think it was that documentary.
No,
with
I don't
him
think so.
Filming.
He was just kind of wandering through neighborhoods and people. Yeah. There's tons of stuff on social media. People like, I'm 20 feet from Morgan Freeman. Very weird.
Yeah.
And that's to our point.
Right. Well, it's exciting.
Morgan Freeman walks down the street and people lose their flipping.
Like a human. All right, Vinny. What's coming up in
like
the news?
Like a human is the key. I'll get you up to date on Houston, and we'll also talk about some other stuff after these. Radio.
Alice
at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA.
Hey, everyone, if you go to the Alice 97.3 Instagram, take a look. We posted the picture of Sarah and Neil Schoen from, I guess it was last year, maybe 2 years ago. Our dear friend Alan
maybe
from
last year, yeah.
Our dear friend Alan from Bananas at Large brought him in.
Shame.
And wanted to repost this incredible memory.
It is the best picture.
I'm so psyched that I actually had the presence of mind to grab my camera. Like, that's my favorite picture I've ever taken.
It's a perfect moment for sure.
Funny. So that's on the Alice 973 Instagram.
I wish I had the presence of mind to snap a picture of you staring at him while we were interviewing him.
Oh, my God. I wish I could have another shot at him because I was just so overwhelmed. First of all, it was out of the blue. It was a total surprise. It wasn't like, you know, I had time to get used to the idea.
He actually said he'd come back.
Oh, great. Good. Next time he has something that he wants to, you know, promote or whatever.
And then you'll talk to him this time.
And then I'll actually talk this time. And
so many times I've heard you describe him, and you're like, he is the all-time tasty licks and the sound. It's like a singer, and you're so amped, and you're into it. And then he's here, and you're like, oh.
And then my friend Pat never lets me forget that I wasn't like, sing a Journey song with him. Like, you know, no matter how, you know, his eardrums might have bled on that, like, that was my opportunity to, you know, have a moment. He goes, I can't believe you. I just can't believe it. God.
I have a text here that I do not want you to read on air. No. But it's about Neil Schoen, and I'll hand it to you. Do not read it, because it could be slander. Yeah. We don't.
All right. I'm going to.
Texters can write in anything they want. We don't know this person at all.
And for the record, I don't want to sleep with him, because that's what this is about.
Right.
I think he's an amazing talent. That has nothing to do with whether I think he's hot as a dude or not. I just think he's amazing. It's his fingers that also sounds bad. It's his musical ability.
His fingers.
Yeah. Settling back into fall routines, IKEA can help you do it comfortably with new lower prices on their most popular sofas. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. So this upcoming weekend is Labor Day weekend, and we are going to have a heat wave. Record high temps expected. Unhealthy smog levels expected. You'll see temps between 10 and 15 degrees higher than we've seen this week. And dangerous levels tomorrow, they say. It'll be the worst.
Tomorrow's the worst?
Fairfield is going to reach 112. Concord, 113. San Jose, 101. I saw 103. Santa Cruz, 91. Over by the beach, that's about as hot as...
That's blazing.
You can stand. San Francisco, 84. That's about as hot as you can stand in the city as
it
well.
It never gets that hot here.
Right. But it feels just as hot as the triple digits elsewhere. You just, I don't know why, but it doesn't seem to fit.
Right.
What's happening?
Just everyone from people.
Here, what is this?
What's happening?
84 in San Francisco.
This is, I'm dying. I'm wilting.
Speaking of the heat.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of people in the middle of the desert right now tripping on LSD. It's called Burning Man.
Yeah.
Or whatever they take. I don't know what they're up to.
Everything. I think they pretty much take everything.
MDMA.
Yeah. Is that just ecstasy?
I think so. I don't know. I've never taken that stuff.
Me neither.
Mushrooms.
Anything they can get their hands on, I'm sure.
Edibles. Anyway, they're expecting that heat wave to hit there as well. So it's going to be the hottest. Mm-hmm. Year they've had, maybe ever, or at least in years. The picture I'm looking at is just a dust bowl.
It's
I can't
awful.
Believe that people want to do this.
Ugh.
You just breathe that for a week, really?
Right? Yeah.
Everybody just wraps kerchiefs around their faces, and I'm telling you, the day I knew I was never going to go to Burning Man was the day they all got back last year.
Yeah.
And they were all gray. Just like it just can't wash out. And I touched Danielle, hot ass Danielle's hair. And it was like touching like just dry, like steel wool.
Ugh.
I just want.
I was thinking at SOS pad. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, this is the last thing I'd want. I mean, because I was watching the live feed cams. I thought, oh, that does look fun. It looks interesting. But I just know myself too. I couldn't take it. Like when you get that grit in your teeth and stuff, you know, just like, ugh. You just know it's all in your lungs. Ah! Have fun at Burning Man, guys.
They say there are 70,000 people out there right now, and it's expected to be hot. So
Make sure you drink lots of water.
Although they're not listening to us at all.
They're busy.
Houston, this continues to be a huge problem, as you would expect. You've seen it on the front page of every paper and in the news. It's the lead story. The people of Texas are suffering. A Houston area chemical plant that lost power after Harvey flooded. They say 6 feet of water in this chemical plant. They lost power and they've had two explosions. Some describe it as just a pop followed by fire. Mm. But it's making the news as explosions, so I don't have any footage of that to watch to really be able to describe it to you firsthand. They say that will continue to be a problem, though. There is no refrigeration system working to cool the chemicals that become volatile while temperatures rise, and temperatures are rising. So, and they also say now there are warnings to stay out of the water if you can, because you might be electrocuted. So
they're saying, I was reading some story this morning, you know, everyone's talking about pets and everything, but there are so many wildlife creatures that are going to be miles displaced when the water recedes. You know, alligators find themselves in the middle of a highway somewhere, and that, you know, besides the electrocution, you know, you can be 10 miles inland and there's a gator on your front porch.
Someone, because I was looking at a lot of this yesterday and in the news, someone posted a picture. I don't know who has time for this. I really don't. But it's on the freeway, floodwaters, with a shark. Actually, it's not real.
Oh, they've doctored
Someone took the time to doctor a photo and put a shark in the water next to a car, like as if you're taking a picture just out your window and there's a shark swimming down the freeway. That's fake news, everyone. That wasn't real.
Let's hope it's fake news.
No, it was. It was debunked. That was the article. They're like,
not real.
All the trouble going on right now.
Yeah, people have time on their hands.
Takes the time to do this.
Well,
it's not. Nope, that wasn't real life.
They could do their work or they could, you know, mock up a...
But
viral picture.
This is real life. Over 32,000 residents are in shelters there in the Houston area, and over 40,000 homes flooded. So it's bad. Money is pouring into the area. And I actually went to, I told you guys about my friend Jim, who's got that I cleaned out my closet for Houston drive going. I went and got, I pulled out all the clothes.
Yeah.
And then I had some errands to run, and I went and got some boxes, and I got back to the house around 5-ish for dinner or whatever. And I'm like, all right, I got the boxes. She goes, we got no tape. And I was like, ah! So today I will tape up the boxes. I'll post it again and post the stuff that I'm sending. But that's another way to help. As, you know, the money's flowing into the area, but people are going to need, they say the water or the rain is... started to recede, and yet it's going to take weeks to months for this to get back to any kind of normal.
Where they can actually get in there and start assessing and fixing. And
so people are going to need clothes. People are going to need more than just the cash that's being, you know, shipped. So I'm going to send some boxes of clothes to the skate park there. More info at RadioAlice.com.
All kinds of ways to give and
or
help.
Instagram. Yeah. CNN's Drew Griffin was reporting from Beaumont, Texas yesterday morning when a guy drove into a ditch filled with 10 to 12 feet of water and his truck started floating away. Drew and another guy ran over and pulled him out, and then he talked to him on live TV right afterward and thanked him for saving his life.
Mm.
These are moments that...
Where you go from being broadcaster to rescue worker.
Well, and there it is. Cameras on.
All hands on deck, right.
I need to stop broadcasting for a minute and make sure this guy behind me doesn't die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Yeah. And those stories are endless. There's another story. Video footage is out there somewhere of 20 people forming a human chain to get this elderly guy in Houston that was being swept away in his SUV. So they're endless. Mm. And some are even worse that I won't even mention on the air right now because it'll just bum you out. Actually, a lot of them are worse. Verizon has now stepped up with a huge donation. You know, the list of companies I read yesterday that had donated $1 million, Verizon just donated $10 million. Oh. So that's really nice.
It's nice to see people's generosity. It really is.
So that's the latest. I'll bring you any new stuff I get on the Harvey situation, the
and
Houston
situation. I have details
situation.
On a telethon that they're going to do on September 12th.
Oh, good.
Coming up at 7 o'clock. I'll lay that out.
The football season is right around the corner. I think we're at the last preseason games, and tonight the Chargers are in town to take on the Niners. Mm. Go Niners! And the Seahawks are in town to take on the Raiders. Go Raiders! Mm-hmm. I think the Raiders are going to have an all-time season this year.
Just in time to leave.
Yeah, and then they're going to leave. Mm. Makes me so upset. And I'm not even a Raiders fan. It's for the people who love them that are going to be like, yeah, the Vegas Raiders. What? Mm-mm. Anyway. I'm just trying to, I have lots of time.
Yeah, you're all set.
An unruly passenger is going to have to pay $98,000 to Hawaiian Air.
$98,000?
I love this story. A passenger who was disruptive and prompted the pilot of a nonstop flight to New York to return to Honolulu in November. He now owes the airlines $98,000. They found him liable. His behavior caused the plane to have to turn around, disrupted everyone's lives.
Wow.
And everyone had to be put on new flights. And this guy, you know, often we hear these stories and you don't hear that the person is held accountable for their behavior at all.
What did he do then?
They say here, James August of New Jersey pleaded guilty in February to interfering with the flight crew members and flight attendants. The government says his disruptive behavior started before the airplane even left the ground.
Mm.
During the flight, he threatened his girlfriend, her children, other passengers, and crew members, and even made contact with flight attendant on her shoulder with the back of his hand. Doesn't sound too aggressive in that way, but all those threats?
Right.
They had to do something, right?
It's really too bad that he didn't get taken off that flight before it even took off. But that's, you know.
On Monday, the judge ordered this guy to repay the airlines the extra costs it incurred turning the plane around. Those costs include fuel, maintenance, ground crew, replacement flight crew, landing fee, and re-catering. Also, they had to find seats for passengers on other airlines.
I can't believe it's only $98,000.
Yeah, well, have fun with that, buddy.
Mm.
Oh, how about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vin. Oh, I love those.
Before I do this story, I just have to tell you, there's a show on Netflix, I believe it is, called Narcos.
Yeah.
Seasons 1 and 2 are just waiting for you. If you haven't seen it.
You love it.
It is excellent. It's a TV show about the drug lord, Pablo Escobar. Okay, now we do a fast fact. Colombia is now being overrun by dozens of hippos. They're destroying crops, crushing cows, and damaging property. And it's all because Pablo Escobar built himself a zoo in the 80s and imported a bunch of hippos.
Mm. Oh.
They've now bred, and they're running rampant. Running amok.
Oh, wow. They're super dangerous, right? Like
hippos?
Yeah, to humans, too. Like, they'll attack you and...
Well, yeah, they're huge.
Yeah. Are they native to Africa or something? I would have thought that they would have thrived in South America. So, and clearly they are.
Yeah, they're doing well.
I just didn't realize that they weren't from there. How interesting.
Pablo Escobar.
Thank you, Pablo Escobar.
Idaho is the only state that has a specific law banning cannibalism.
Oh. Well, they clearly had an incident. I'm surprised that that's the only state with that. Seems like, you know, the Donner Party. We all heard about, maybe they should put one in place here. You can't eat people. I guess most people know that, except in Idaho. Don't eat people.
Would you do that to survive, do you think?
Might have to. I would not want to.
Yeah, I'd like to think my instinct to survive would end there.
Although, I think that if I was with, like, my children, my family, that if, you know, I was sick or injured or something, I'd be like, let me go and just eat me. You know, I give you permission to live. Just eat me.
Wouldn't you try to eat couch cushions or something first? I mean, anything to just make you feel like you're
day and age,
not starving.
I do feel like the chances of me having to resort to cannibalism are far, far lower than they were when we were developing nations. So I'm not as worried about it.
But let me tell you something. It's easy for us to say that, but Houston is a perfect example of how Mother Nature can turn just a storm or a ski trip or a day in the ocean suddenly turns into a thing where you're all, oh my God, I'm going to die out here.
Yes. But, you know, going from like, I'm going to die out here to now it's so long that I haven't eaten that I'm going to eat my friend. I think that's a really long mental journey.
Agreed.
It's wicked sad if you get that far.
Right.
You know, obviously.
I'm just saying.
The end is near.
1 minute you're like in the lap of luxury or regular old city life where you have access. Not only do you have access to everything, you can have it delivered.
Yeah.
Bring it to me. I'm not even
getting
up.
Yeah, I'm not going to get up.
I'm just going to work this phone here and make it all come.
You ever read that short story by Stephen King where the guy is in like a shipwreck or something and he's on a boat with a bunch of heroin and he winds up eating himself because he's stranded at sea? Like first he cuts off his, he tourniquets himself and cuts off his own leg.
But is he getting all high?
I think that's how he's combating the pain of removing all the different parts of himself.
Sure.
Stephen King is twisted.
Oh, I just jump in and drown.
Yeah.
Then I'm not going to eat
He's going to try and live, you know.
Why?
I don't know.
For what?
He's got the heroin. I mean, maybe that's worth
it. Well, okay, do that. Just OD on that real quick.
Mm.
No, I never read that. So it's one of his...
It's just in one of those collections
of short stories.
Yeah.
Some of those are great. The Langoliers.
Oh, my God. He's amazing.
What was that? Four Past Midnight is that book?
It is.
Is it called Survivor Type?
Maybe, yeah. That sounds right. I think also in the one that has Langoliers is the Library Police.
And The Secret Garden.
Yep.
Right?
And The Shortcut. Did you ever read that one? I don't think The Shortcut's in that one. He's got a lot of collections of short stories.
Yeah.
We shouldn't get started on Stephen King. We'll wind up talking about it and everything else.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. So why does Sarah call Neil Sean? What did I miss? P.S. Love you guys. From the beginning listener, Stacey Downing.
I can never remember which one it is, Sean or Sean. So I always just say
he's
Sean.
He's your favorite guy.
I've heard it 50 different ways.
All right.
Well, I've heard it in two ways from 50 different people.
He was right here.
I know.
Ask him.
I forget, though. I think we did. I think we were calling him. I think it's Sean.
I think
it's Neil
Sean.
There's a picture. Remember we went to do a photo shoot with Pat? I think it was when I first got back to town. And those are the pictures with the guitar.
Pat.
I think it's, is it Pat Johnson?
Yeah.
He's a famous photographer.
Yeah.
He's been around the
Rock
Bay Area
roll,
forever.
Yeah.
And he's got pictures in his photo studio of all kinds of
every iconic
memorable
band,
rock moments. And one of them is of Neil Sean with the what do you call that?
70s.
The Fu Manchu mustache and the big fro. And his Les Paul's in his hand, and it's just that's the guy.
Yeah. That is the guy.
He's still the guy when he's sitting here next to us, you know, 40 or 50 years later. But, man, those photos must have been cool.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then I will give you the details on the upcoming telethon for Harvey and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.